Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
I'd like for us to read from 1 Peter as our text for today. We will start from the very first verse and share some thoughts about what God's apostle was writing to the Christians who lived in the early days of the church. The Christians lived in perilous times. They lived in a pagan society. I think I'm able to relate more to their circumstances than ever before in my life, having had the privilege of living in a time when Christian values were influential and a respect for them was held high among the great majority of the population. There was a shelter around me and all those who were followers of Christ. Here in our country, we are now experiencing this change from the blessing. The kingdom of darkness is influencing the minds of so many today, and it is turning hearts away from the righteousness of God. Today, the Bible's great moral doctrines and righteous laws are mocked, ignored, labeled obsolete, and rejected. And so we who are followers of Jesus Christ, holding to his teachings and principles found in the Scriptures, are not so sheltered anymore. We may not be experiencing yet the harsh treatment that the first century Christians did, but a huge shift has happened, making us more aware of the Bible's teaching to the early disciples who were living under heavy persecution. Following the song, we will begin our reading from 1 Peter 1, verse 1.
Beautiful, beautiful, Jesus is beautiful, and Jesus makes beautiful things of my life, carefully touching me.
In that day the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. Many will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame will leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, and thirsty ground bubbling springs.
Beautiful, beautiful, Jesus is beautiful, and Jesus makes beautiful. Touching me, causing my eyes to see that Jesus makes beautiful things of my life.
read along with me. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Let's read the apostle's address and his greeting. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by His blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Peter's greeting and address includes many Christians in many places. He sends his blessing of grace and peace to those who lived all over many parts of the Roman Empire. I want us to notice, first of all, that God's apostle calls Christians the elect of God. This term means that every disciple has been selected or has been chosen by God by his foreknowledge. He is saying that a long time before we were alive and were people of faith, he selected us. God made a choice. Now let me hasten to clarify something. We must continue with the whole thought in this verse, or else we might conclude something that it doesn't say. The apostle is not sharing a message that God has selected us as individuals to be saved, and that he has not selected others, and they are lost. Peter explains that God, even before the foundations of the world, had a choice, and made a choice, that through the Spirit's work on earth, that God would bring about certain things. The Spirit's work is that of witnessing through the gospel of Jesus Christ the truth that is shared in that message. When we hear the word and believe it and then obey the message through repentance and baptism, we become sanctified. We have been set apart as God's chosen ones by our choice to obey and by Christ's blood that has been applied to our lives. What God set in motion before the creation was the plan and his purpose of saving sinners through his Son, Jesus Christ. The blood of Christ is the agent that cleanses us, and it is for all sinners. This salvation is God's choice. And so when we obey the calling, we have been selected. Now there's another thought in this address, and that is the fact that as God's chosen ones, we are also strangers in the world. How is it that we can be strangers where we live? And why would Peter identify Christians as strangers? The apostle must have been referring to our journey in this earthly life, which is not our home. The Christian's citizenship is in heaven. As long as we live here, we are in a foreign place. Paul talks about as long as he's in the body, he's away from the Lord, and when he's out of the body, it would be being at home with him. For right now, living in this life, we're on a pilgrimage. We are set on the journey because we have been set apart from the unbelieving world around us. And so, therefore, our purposes, goals, and values are separate from those who do not believe and have not obeyed the gospel. God chose Abraham and selected him to be the father of a nation of people through whom the entire world would be blessed. We understand what that means. The Israelites were a physical kingdom set apart from all other nations. Abraham was a stranger in the promised land, as well as was Isaac and Jacob. So there is a foreshadowing of what God would do through Christ, seen in this history of the Israelite people. We recall that Jesus prayed while he was here on earth that his followers would not be taken out of this world, but rather that they would be protected from the evil that's in the world. The world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. These words are found in the song that we often sing, and it is a declaration that we are strangers here. Living by our calling, we should feel like we are on a journey every single day of our lives. If we settle into the things of this life, we may begin to have our priorities changed by the world around us. We remember how Israel was influenced by others who did not follow God, and they failed to be faithful. Satan wants us to feel at home right here on earth in this life and to lose sight of our spiritual journey. All we have to do is to just neglect the spiritual things, and soon the heavenly goal may be out of sight. We can protect ourselves from such. Obedience to the commands of Jesus are ongoing. The practice of our faith is to be applied to our home life, to business, and the civic duties as well. I know that many cannot always regularly attend worship and assemble together with the saints to find encouragement and to give encouragement to others. But there is so much opportunity to actively be on our spiritual journey, ministering to others, helping the world to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, and honoring God with the manner of our own personal lives. As we know from the universal appeal of Jesus through his gospel message, that there is not a single person who is exempt from being chosen to being God's elect. All can be among his chosen people. It is the church's work to carry this message of salvation into all the world, and that is because God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believes may have eternal life. We may glean from the passage that when one obeys the gospel, having the blood of the Lord applied to us, the sanctifying of God's Spirit is done. We recognize both God's love and his sacrifice and our response in faith to it. Have you been set apart through the work of God's Spirit? It takes a heart of faith and a surrender in obedience to be among those who are God's elect. It doesn't matter where we live. We are either at home in this world, or we have become a stranger who is making a journey toward a home found in heaven. I certainly hope you are among those whom God has chosen.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of his glory.